How y'all doing?
Yeah, good. Bill said that being in football shape and obviously what you had to do for the combine and different things, what are some of your goals as far as getting in shape, and what did you run up reporting at weight-wise?
Say that again?
What did you report at weight-wise?
Or
you?
Honestly, first of all, I just want to come in and just, you know, just learn the playbook and just make sure I'm doing all the right things, doing what the coaches asked me to do. And as far as, like, conditioning, you know, we just all got to go out there and just keep working hard, just keep doing what they ask us to do. And, you know, the conditioning will come, you know, like you know, Coach O'Brien said that, you know, we was doing a lot of combine stuff. So, you know, just getting in the shape of football and getting back into the routine of football, you know, all that will come.
Deontay, you grew up watching this team. What's it like being part of it, being in this building?
You know, just seeing the inside of it. You know, now, you know, my dad was a big Houston Texans fan, and you know, I watched his team, you know, all my life, really growing up. So, you know, it's just you know, unreal. You know, me being a part of it. But you know, like I said, I just want to get in and do what I'm asked to do, and just, you know, take it all and embrace it all.
When you look at, you know, some of the success some of the rookie backs have had in recent years, is that encouraging to you? Do you see that, like what Ezekiel Elliott and guys like that have done, and kind of just to give you a little bit of confidence?
It's definitely encouraging, you know, just seeing those guys go out there and compete at a high level early. You know, it's something to strive for, definitely. But, you know, I just want to go out there and, you know, just do what I'm asked to do. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is just learn the playbook. You know, if you don't know the playbook, you can't go out there and be on the field. So my biggest thing is just learn the playbook.
Texas ran you pretty hard last year. How do you think that helps your resiliency at this position coming in as a rookie?
I mean, it helped a lot, you know. Just, you know, being able to run the ball and carry a load like that. You know, I feel like, you know, at any time, you know, I'm ready to step on the field and be productive whenever they call my number. But right now, like I said, you know, just learn the playbook, learn the protections. I think that's the biggest thing right now. That's what I'm focused on the most.
Catching out of the backfield, they didn't ask you to do that a lot with Longhorns, but how good do you feel about your skills at catching?
I feel great about my skills catching the ball. You know, we just didn't do it a lot at Texas, but, you know, I'm very confident in, you know, the way I catch the ball, and, you know, I'm just ready to go out there and show it.
Deontay, along those same lines, over here, right here. Along those same lines, you weren't utilized quite a bit out of the backfield to catch the ball. There's a lot of versatility in this offense, and Bill O'Brien is always talking about versatility in his players. Do you think that that's something that you can show here in rookie minicamp, OTAs, that is a skill set that you indeed have, is catching out of the backfield?
Definitely. You know, just with me going over the playbook and us learning our routes and everything, we have a lot of routes that we run. So, you know, just going in and just learning those and, you know, just find a way to get open, you know, and when I get the ball, just make sure I catch the ball and, you know, make a play.
Is there any chance you've had a conversation since you've been drafted with Earl Campbell? And, you know, obviously his legacy in the city of Houston is, you know, it's right up there. One of the greatest athletes in any sport to ever play here, and also a fellow Texas Longhorn.
Yes, sir. Actually, Earl called me, I want to say, I forgot what day it was, but it was the other day he called me. We had a conversation, and, you know, he's a great man. You know, I've learned a lot from being able to talk to him. And I just continue to talk to him and just get advice from him. You know, he's been here. You know, he's been in the NFL. He's done great things. So, you know, that's somebody I definitely have in my corner. That's somebody I definitely can call and talk to whenever. And, you know, he's really close with my family. You know, he's very welcoming. So, you know, that's somebody that I definitely keep in touch with.
Deontay, what can you do to learn to protect the ball better now that you're up at this level?
Just carry it high and tight in traffic. Put two hands on the ball. You know, the things that they, you know, teach us all the time, you know, just, you know, with me being at Texas, you know, I ran the ball, you know, a lot in a lot of those games. And, you know, I'm not the type to make excuses for me putting the ball on the ground, but, you know, just focusing more on just keeping it high and tight and putting two hands on it in traffic.
And another back that you had access to at Texas that played in the NFL, Ricky Williams, has he said anything to you about this experience? Any cautionary tales or just advice as you enter this next chapter?
No, I haven't talked to Ricky.
Really?
But I'll definitely give him a call, though, and talk to him. I mean, he's another great guy, somebody that I built a relationship with, you know, at my years at Texas. So somebody that I'm looking forward to talking to and, you know, just getting the insight of, you know, how he did things and, you know, what I could be better at and stuff like that.
Deontay, what made you get in the car to come for that local pro day? I know the story is you had to work out the day before, but what ultimately made you get in that car early in the morning and, and come to this local pro day?
For one, I'm a competitor. You know, I like to compete. You know, when I get a chance to compete, you know, I want to do that and I want to show what I can do. You know, and it was a draft process, you know, something that, you know, you just want to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. And, you know, and I'll say, you know, just me growing up watching the Texans, you know, that's something, this is a place that I really want to be a part of. So it was like a no brainer. When they asked me, I was like, let's do it, let's go for it, and, you know, just go out there and compete and, you know, work hard.
How much better do you feel now that the hand is fully behind you, that you healed up and just can, you know, can be 100% going into your pro career?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be 100%. My hand is fine and I'm ready to go.